This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Republicans in general seem to be pretty happy right now. Tax nerd Republicans, they can't even stand it. For a decade or more, the GOP has been dreaming about comprehensive tax reform, both as a way to simplify the tax code and to cut taxes overall. Now, it might actually happen. So Marketplace's Mark Garrison tells us what the plan might be.
For conservative tax cutters, Election Day was a surprise in a fantastic way.
We've shifted from nothing's going to happen in the next 4 years to the sky's the limit.
Grover Norquist is influential in Washington as president of Americans for Tax Reform. He's known for taking such a hard line on cutting taxes, he's sometimes fought with his own party. There are some differences between tax plans from President-elect Trump and congressional Republicans, but nothing Norquist worries about.
It's very exciting to have a Republican House, Senate, and president who are on the same page on tax reform. So this could move a lot more rapidly than previous tax cuts.
That means sharpening big axes to cut rates for all kinds of people and also corporations. Veronique Desrégis is senior fellow at the Mercatus Center.
We can expect serious lowering of the corporate income tax rate, which right now stands at the federal level of 35%, down to 20% or 15%.
As for the taxes people pay, Republicans have a chance to achieve what they've been dreaming about for years, lower rates across fewer tax brackets. Alex Brill is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute.
They want to dramatically simplify the tax code, and then fewer exemptions and deductions are allowed as well.
Keep in mind, the Republican edge in the Senate is slight, meaning Democrats can filibuster, but Republicans have an imperfect way around that called reconciliation, which they used to pass the Bush tax cuts. Another thing to watch is the earned income tax credit, which helps many low-income families in the past and has been a rare piece of common ground for Republicans and Democrats, but that could change. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.